Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
And it is our day of giving, raising funds for the Lord Cupboard Food Pantry. We are moving into hour six here. We're here till 6 o'clock tonight, and we thank everyone who has been so generous so far, and we're looking for some of those who maybe are just hearing about this for the first time, or maybe you're kind of wavering. We are at $2,020 that has physically come in so far, and we have a lot of bid items that are on the table. We mentioned we're not going to close out any bid items until after the noon news, so you've got another hour to ponder your bids and everything, and then we will start closing some of that stuff out. So give us a call if you have any questions. Check out all of the items, 98qcountry.com. Click on Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry at the top. We've already had a couple of people donate through our website, through our GoFundMe, thelordscupboard.org. So we thank you very much for that. And all the items up for bid are on the website. Any questions, call Brianna here at 715-762-3221. The Austin hotline is closed right now. So, Ginger, you're right next to the Austin hotline. But it's closed right now. He's in another room, so don't call the Austin hotline. Ginger's looking at it like I'm not touching that thing right there. We have a couple people who are involved with the volunteer side of the food pantry and have been for several years. We have Diane Brown and we have Ginger Fike. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Now, Diane, I promoted you this morning, so the pressure's on, okay? Because I talked about the fact that a lot of people, and I didn't know this until I started as a member of the board and volunteering, the process that it takes to get all this food to food pantries like ours here in Park Falls. And I think there's kind of a misconception. A lot of people kind of think that, well, the government just gives you it for free and then you hand it out. Well, no. A little bit, but not much. So, Diane, talk a little bit, because you are the person that orders all the food from an organization called Feed My People and TFAP, and there's some others too. But talk about that monthly process of what it takes to get that food here to Park Falls, Wisconsin, to distribute, and how you make that happen.
Well, we get most of our food from Feed My People, but we have to order it every couple weeks, and we pay for that food that comes down there. Yes, we do get it at a discounted rate, but we still have to pay for all that
food. So Feed My People is an organization that provides food, but we mentioned that, you know, a dollar can buy more than actually donating a can of soup that you buy at the store, because that dollar, the cost of that can of soup that you get through Feed My People is significantly lower, right?
It is significantly lower, but with the prices of groceries that have gone up so high, it's taking a lot more money to buy what we buy.
Right, even the cost of that program has gone up.
It's gone up.
So you have Feed My People, which you go in every month and you order what the food pantry needs to replace what went out the previous month. And also there are other programs. Is it TFAP, it's called,
TFAP,
right?
TFAP is the commodity program. It's a federal program.
Okay.
And that money that food we do get for free. We do not pay for that food.
Okay.
And that comes in once a month.
All right.
You know, we get a lot of meat through that program.
Right. And also the pantry is supplemented beyond that with Super One. Dan Wagner, the folks over at Super One, just are incredible to work with.
They are incredible.
They're so supportive of our food pantry. They do so much in not only making sure we have what we need, but in donating and all kinds of stuff. So we buy that locally through a lot of it through Super One, right?
Through Super One, yes.
Yeah.
And I've just picked up multiple bags yesterday and today that customers have bought and left for us, which is absolutely wonderful. Thank you, all of you that have done that.
Yeah, and they have. So those who don't know, Super One has bags that people can pay, what, $10, is it?
They pay $5 or $10 there, and that just adds it to their bill. And then the grocery store fills those bags for us and lets us know when they're there so we can go down and pick all that food up.
So that's an easy way for people to give, too, is right through Super One. So that's how the food gets here. Ginger Fight is with us. Ginger has been involved with the food pantry for a few years, right, Ginger?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. You headed it up for a while, and now you are, you're kind of the everything lady, right?
not really. There's a lot more people that do a lot more than I do. But First of all, I want to say that thanks, Joel, for having this on the radio.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate it at the Lord's Cupboard.
Yes, you're very welcome. Now, you're involved. You work with Diane hand in hand in the food that comes in. Now, we got to get it all organized. We got to make sure that we don't have 4,000 boxes of spaghetti. So that's a process there of determining what's there and kind of keeping that supply level and full, right?
That's exactly right. Our trucks come in, our Feed My People trucks come in twice a month.
Okay.
And then we have TFAP, which is the Federal Commodity Program. That comes in once a month, as Diane has stated. But what we also, when the truck comes in, we have a list of, or a group of volunteers, by the way. Also, we can always use more volunteers, especially taking the food from the Lord's Cupboard out to the people that are getting the food.
Right.
Those boxes and bags weigh at least a good 40 pounds.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of food in those bags. Mm-hmm. But yes, our volunteers, like I said, the truck comes in twice a month. So what we do is we wait for the truck to come in, and then we make sure that all the food is put into the Lord's Cupboard and stacked in certain ways. An example, our soups. We have our soups in a certain way so that Diane, when she is ordering, she can definitely see what is needed to be ordered. Our meat also, we have several freezers now, and we make sure that all of that meat is stored readily so that the volunteers that are filling the bags on Saturdays can see what we have to give out to our clients.
And you mentioned the group. You kind of have an on-call group of people that show up to unload those trucks. I mean, because sometimes the times can vary a little bit. They're running early, running late. But that's a very valuable behind-the-scenes volunteer group, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I want to give a big shout-out to thank you for them. I can rely on those people readily. They have stepped up. And I want to say it's Cindy and Larry Hinton. It is Mike Motter. It is Mike Boblick. It is Mike Clemen. It is Rick Savella and Bonnie Savella. Myself, Diane.
Mike Clemen.
Mike Clemen.
Yeah.
And Lynn Cunninger. So we do have people that are volunteering.
Gerald Wersing.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jared Wersing. I forgot him. Sorry, Jared. but I can count on those people all the time, but we always can use more volunteers. So if you have a few hours to spare sometime, give us a call. Who is it now? Do they give you a call now, Joe?
Pastor Gwen a call. Pastor Gwen, they can call at the Crisis Service. Lutheran mm-hmm. Church. They can reach her there if they want to volunteer. Come down Saturday mornings. We'll get your name and information on that. And this truck, I want to make it clear, you talk about unloading. We're talking about several pallets a lot of times. We're not talking about just like a few bags of groceries. We're talking about several pallets that have to be forklifted to the front door of the pantry. Because mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier, we've had 79 tons of, is that right? No, 39 tons of food go out the door already this year.
Just this year.
9 months. So we're talking not just a little amount of food, and that's why you're talking about able body. If you're able to lift and go, it's a great service that people provide. Yeah, Diane.
We also need to say thank you to the Quick Trip, because we have a food rescue program with them, and we get a good supply of food from them on a weekly basis also.
Yeah.
And we also need to mention the backpack program, because mm-hmm. we Feed My People, or the Lord's Cupboard, provides for the backpack program too, and Lois Polachek does all the ordering for them.
And there's a separate group that does that every
right.
week.
Yes,
during the school year. And for people who aren't familiar, backpacks are available to kids to take home on Fridays for the weekend to provide food for families that may be a bit food challenged. So it gives great opportunity for kids to have a little something. And I think we have, how many a week go out, would you say? 30, 40?
50, I think, right 50? Now from Shawam again.
Yeah, that's and that's totally funded by this right here, by the Lord's right. Cupboard, by donations that people give. So you're not only helping out food challenge families, but you're really helping out individual kids. Right. You really are. And it's a great service that, that is provided. It is a challenge, Ginger, to make sure that we don't have too much or too little, because either one is not good, because we've all, in the past 3 years I've been there, a couple of times are just like, we don't have anywhere to put that.
Yes, and that's exactly right. What we have done is the Lord's Cupboard has expanded into the Congregational Church's old kitchen area. And they have a brand new kitchen area now. So that has given us more space, which is was desperately needed. The food that we do get, people will say maybe it's just maybe a month old or something. We have a chart that we look at before we put the food on the shelves to make sure that even though they could be a little bit outdated, they are still good according to the
FDA, or
Drug Administration
food, the food program. So do not be concerned if you do get a little bit of food that is outdated. It's still good. We make sure of that.
And it's just a great organization, like I've said many times already here. When people give to the food pantry, you know that whatever they give goes to the local bank, and it goes right to the food pantry. It buys food and goes right back out the door to people in need. It's just, it's a very small little circle that that food goes to. It's not circulating through a state or worldwide. It's just staying right here.
And that's exactly right.
That's right.
We do have a number of people that certainly use this program. Wonderful. That's what we're. That's what it's there for. To use it. If you have a need for it, by all means, come on Saturdays. Our doors are open from 9 until 11 on Saturdays for anybody that is in need of some food.
Yep, and for those who qualify with the basic income guidelines, it's absolutely free, and it takes about 60 seconds to pull up, and it's you don't even have to get out of the car. You can just pull right up, and especially in the wintertime, that's kind of nice. You pull right up under the overhang there, they put it in your vehicle, and you're off and running. So
yes,
all right. A lot of hands. What do they say? Many hands make light work. Is that what it, how the saying goes? I think. But there are a lot of volunteers. I was kind of going through this last night, and the number of groups and people that are involved in making the whole thing work, and that's why it has worked for.
How many years? I wish I could say that.
I was struggling to put a year on it this morning.
I was kind of also struggling. I know it started way back when at St. Anthony's, in the basement of St. Anthony's, and it was difficult for people to get downstairs and bring the food up. So the Congregational Church was gracious enough to allow us to be in their basement, and because it's flat, there is no steps, anything, even for our volunteers, there's no steps.
And with the drive-through, it makes it really easy for people.
And that's exactly right. Yes. Yeah.
So it's kind of over 30. Can I say over 30 years? Am I stretching?
I'm going to say that would be good. I don't know. I think
That would put us back to 90. That would put us back to 83. Or no, that would put back 93 would be 30 years, right? 03, 13, so probably 30 plus, probably back into the 80s,
Yes.
All right. So if folks want to support it, we're it's a day of giving. We're encouraging those to give. Maybe you want to give volunteer-wise. Pastor Gwen at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church certainly can take your name and number and find out how you can serve your community that way. But if you want to bid on the items online, 98qcountry.com, or give a donation, Northwoods Community Credit Union stopped over about a half hour ago and brought us a check for $1,000. Well, they told me yesterday that Northwoods Community Credit Union was bringing a big check. The first thing I thought of was one of those really big checks, a few $100s.
That you stand and hold.
Megan came in with a little check for $1,000, and I'm like, I'm all right with that.
We'll take those. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you so much. So, all right.
The other thing I want to mention here is that this, the Feed My People is basically a county-wide. You know, we get people from, some people from Butternut, Park Falls, sometimes Phillips, sometimes Prentice, sometimes Catawba.
Yeah, Glidden up there too. Yeah.
Yes, and Glidden, definitely. So don't think that it's just for Park Falls people.
Yeah, I don't think, Diane, maybe I stretched a little bit this morning when I said when people come to our doors and say that they're in need and we know they qualify, we don't really care where they're from.
No.
We serve those who are in need at that time and covering, yes, 99% of the people are right here locally, but we make it work for them. And that's what small town community service is about. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, Ginger, thank you for your many years of service to the Lord's Covenant. The same to you, Diane. Thank you so much. Now they're going to go out and figure out what they're going to bid on.
You're darn right.
We are. Give us a call at 715-762-3221. The Day of Giving continues here for the Lord's Covenant Food Pantry. Let's make that number move up. We're just over $2,000.
Right now.
The greatest station, 98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. What the hell's this all for?
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
We want to say a special thanks. Ginger wanted to say a special thanks to Jerry Slack. He is a great volunteer at the food pantry also. Anytime you start listing names, you run into trouble. We all know that. So, Jerry Slack, thank you for your contributions to the food pantry. So many other volunteers that help make it happen and keep it going here in Park Falls. And we're doing a day of giving today. We're encouraging you. We'll beg later, but right now we're just encouraging you to give, if you're able, to the food pantry. Maybe you have been blessed with enough. Maybe you've been blessed with enough. Give a little to help out those who are food challenged. 715-762-3221. Dawn Slack is in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. This breaks a lot of company policies here.
Yes, it
Dawn,
does.
Dawn, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What,
you said Jerry Slack, but it's Jerry Yunk.
Jerry
And Rick Polachek. Yes.
Okay, we're
My husband would do it.
Okay.
But I do want to say that this Lord's Cupboard is the best thing that there is in Park Falls. And I used to help with it. But with health issues, I don't do it.
Well, thank you.
But great job, everybody that volunteers.
Thank you, Dawn.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Appreciate it.
You got it.
So I'll just randomly change Jerry's name every hour for the rest of the day.
Yeah, there you go. You can change it. Right. And happy Halloween, and I'll be here on Tuesday.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. Dawn Slack there. Just so many great volunteers, and she was a volunteer there. So let's make it happen here. The thermometer has not moved much in the last. Well, we got a nice donation from the credit union, and since then it's kind of. So let's see if we can get her moving here. You don't have to come see us yet. You can call and make a pledge. Just say, I'll pledge $20 to the food pantry. Come in next week, make it good. You can go to our website, thelordscupboard.org and give through our GoFundMe. It's a quick little click on there. It goes through PayPal and GoFundMe. They work together. We got all kinds of items to bid on. After the new news, we'll start to close some of those out slowly but surely. A lot of items, a lot of gift certificates. Do not have opening bids yet. And take a look at them online. If there's one that interests you, for instance, the Lanes. I just called and ordered pizza from the Lanes. I should have bought this. The Lanes, $50 gift card. $50 for food or bowling at the Lanes. Opening bid. I know these will get bids on them once we start pressing you guys a little bit after the lunch hour. But give us a call. Your pledge of money certainly would be appreciated. And you know that all the money stays right here in Park Falls. 715-762-3221. We're going to open up that Austin hotline in just a little bit here to get that thing ringing.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's time for the WCQM Business Directory.
Fights Ice Cream and Barbecue on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls is the only place for a rack of ribs and a homemade Cedar Crest ice cream cone. Let Joe treat you to his southern best and grab a hand-blended malt. Find them on Facebook, Fights Ice Cream and Barbecue, your hometown hangout refreshed.
If you'd like to be a part of the 98Q Country Business Directory, call us at 715-762-3221. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Get ready for the 2nd Annual Fright Fest on October 28th, brought to you by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. At 1 p.m., catch a free family-friendly movie at Park Theater. From 3 to 6 p.m., enjoy Trunk or Treat, Arts and Crafts, and Phillips Children's Museum activities. From 6 to 8 p.m., put on your best costume for a spooky party. And don't miss the Hayride, Rated R movie, Trunk or Treat prizes, and the epic pumpkin drop. It's all happening in downtown Park Falls on and around 2nd Avenue North on Saturday, October 28th. Join us for a day of frightful delights and family-friendly fun at Fright Fest, the Halloween event you won't want to miss. See the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce Facebook page for more information.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Kyle Repair, your Ponzi parts and service dealer in Park Falls, invites you in for the open house Friday, November 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1, and there's some awesome door prize giveaways like a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. Kyle Repair is also offering parts specials. You'll get 10% off during this special open house event. You do need to be present to receive all the Ponzi parts special offers. Kyle Repair, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
All to be spooked by car troubles this Halloween. Jay's Automotive and his team of ASC Master Certified Technicians can handle all your scares and keep you driving with confidence all year long. Their automotive experts have been providing quality service at prices that won't send shivers down your spine for over 8 years. Join us in welcoming everyone this Saturday, October 28th, for a spectacular good time at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce 2nd Annual Fright Fest happening in downtown, featuring movies, trick or treat, the great pumpkin drop, and more.
Happy Halloween from your friends at Dave's Automotive in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine better with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 49. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, lows level off around 25. Chance for snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Overcast skies. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Chance for snow Sunday. Another look at the short range. A high of 49 this afternoon. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 49.
Ready? Ready? Ready?
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
This song is so freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Where they just ain't single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m., you're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place, there goes the carpet, but the deer head stays, next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know. Weren't really trying, next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01. Wondering where they are. ever been, with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Phil Vassar, a little country classic, and that's When I Love You. The bidding is starting to heat up on a lot of the stuff, and we'll get those updated and let you know probably right after the new news. We'll give you a complete update on where all the bidding is at, and then we'll start closing out a few items every half hour or so and have a little fun with that. So keep an eye on those items. If there's something you're interested in, know that after the new news, we will be closing some stuff out. Big G is in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. He has demanded some airtime to put out some challenges. Good morning, Big G.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
Good, boy. We got, man, like you say, it's a day of giving. And, man, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is just a great community organization helping out people right here. And
so many people.
Right here in the community.
so many people pull together to make it happen. It's just, I was listening in my head last night. It's probably upwards of 30, 40, maybe 50 people that at some point during a month volunteer to make it all happen.
Well, I can tell just by the number of the businesses have stepped forward here and all the volunteers. And yeah. I know you had some volunteers on this morning, and including the board and everything. So, yeah, what a great organization. And, you know, this time of year, holidays coming up and stuff, you know. It was a little tough for some people out there. And
yeah, it's hard to fathom, those of us who have not ever faced that in our lives, that you go home for supper and there's just nothing or not much there.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine.
It is hard to imagine.
Really blessed to, you know, to be able to have that. So.
Yep, so we thank all those who have pledged so far and supported and made this fundraiser. We raised over $8,000 last year. We're hoping to do much more than that this year. We'll see what happens.
Oh, you bet. I got a couple of challenges put out there. First of all, the Fifield Lions Club is going to donate $200, and we challenge all the other Lions clubs, Park Falls, Phillips, Prentice, Mellon, Bladen, to step forward. And this is what Lions are all about. We help people right out in the community here and make lives better for people right here in Price County.
Fantastic.
And all the surrounding communities here. So, yeah, $200 from the Fifield Lions Club, and challenges out there for all Lions clubs to step forward and support a great cause.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And then also one of our Lions members, Bob Lavoie, he's throwing in $50. So $50 from Bob Lavoie. Going to add to that.
All right.
And I'm going to throw a challenge out there to the Northwoods Fastest Car Club members this year.
Okay.
Last year, I think I challenged the Phillips Golf League. But, all right. Change it up a little bit.
You let them off the hook a little bit this year.
Yeah, let them off the hook this year. And we're going to throw a challenge out there to the Northwest Classics Car Club. I'm going to start out with a $50 donation here from Big G.
All right.
And challenges for the club members to raise $500 for this event here. So,
all right. So match Big G's there, or more.
And like I say, I'll throw in $50 to get it started. And
right.
And we're going to do from the car club itself, we're going to do $100.
Wow. So, just tallying it up there,
so
Big G.
$150 right. bucks. So right. I'm sure we can get to $500, if not more.
All right. Why don't we? You should be over here, and I'll just go, because you just raised $400 bucks. That's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. So, all right, Big G, we thank you for all that. And
all right.
The challenge has been put out there. Thank you so much. Big G, Greg Griso, he's one of our sales and reps here. And the challenge has been put out there. We're going to be closing out some of these bid items coming up after the noon news. Any questions you may have, 715-762-3221. You want to make a pledge? You don't have to come in today. You know, even 5, 10, 20 bucks. Make a pledge. We'll jot down your name. Come in next week. Drop it off. We do have a fishbowl out in front here. It's not a fishbowl, but that's what I call it. If you just want to duck your head in and throw a couple bucks in there. Usually we put it outside, but it would blow away. It's not very nice outside right now, so we got to put it inside here. Thank you to all who have donated. We're halfway through. We're looking for big things this afternoon in the big Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry fundraiser. Day of Giving.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, just loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free. All of my boys and me.
by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we sit on the river and we fish all day, and we drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years I never thought she'd leave. Sorry, Mama, please don't look at me.
Glass.
Ashley McBride, 98Q Country. And our day of giving for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, I tell you what, we are approaching 3,000. We're getting there. We're getting there. Thank you so much to everyone who's donated so far. Keep those bids coming in on the bid items at 98QCountry.com. After the new news, we'll be closing out a few items here and there. If you're not able to listen all the time, just put a solid bid in and see if it'll stick. But we're just going to have some fun this afternoon, closing out a few items at a time. And we'll give you a complete bid update list after the noontime news. If you have any questions on what the high bid is on something, give us a call. We're glad to help you out. 715-762-3221.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
As the last leaves fall, it's time for Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream to say thank you to all our customers as we are now closed for the season. Look forward to our Spring 2024 container workshops and find us at the Phillips Spring Home Sport and Craft Show. Watch Facebook for a holiday gift certificate sale at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Located off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. We'll see you next season. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Our community. It's where we live. It's where we work. And as your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we know our community isn't just important, it's everything. Which is why we're grateful for your trust to provide the energy you need every day. Because for us, there's nothing more important than giving you the power to power on.
Price Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Panasia Orino Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8, and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 49. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Lows level off around 25. Chance for snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Overcast skies. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Chance for snow Sunday. Another look at the short range, a high of 49 this afternoon. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 49.
All right, stay tuned. Our Day of Giving continues for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. 12:30, we will give you a complete bid update. If you have any questions about what the bid is on any of the items that we have at 98QCountry.com under the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, give us a call. We'd be happy to help you out, 715-762-3221. So at 12:30, we will announce all.